time is now 6:57. This is Can I Change This Later? And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. Hope you've enjoyed this instrumental edition of the show. We're going to have a couple more shows this week, actually. We're subbing in for 9 o'clock on Thursday. And, yeah, I'll let this play me out. And next up, we have Melodica Men. Have a good Tuesday.
Oh, best you ever had is just a memory and those dreams. But as daft as they seem, as daft as they seem, my love, when you dream them all. Flicking through a little book of sex tips, remember when the bars were all electric, and now when she told she's gonna get it, I'm guessing that she'd rather just forget it. Clinging to not getting sentimental, said she wasn't going but she went still. Like a gentleman had to be gentle. Was it a mecca dubber or a betting pencil? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had, the best you ever had is just a memory and those dreams. As daft as they took her left off last lap lane, just sounding it out, but you're not coming back again. You're falling about. You took her left off last lap lane. You were just sounding it out, but you're not coming back again.
Good morning, Medford. My name is Kieran Taylor. It is 7:07 a.m., and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Melodica Men, and again, for the, not all in a row, but out of our seventh and final radio show, and this will be the third one that Andy Vashenko will be joining us on. Unfortunately, he is not here yet, but with me in the studio, I've got Anthony Benja Aton and Ethan Geismar, two housemates, one of which is going abroad. Anything to say?
This is Benja, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio, Kieran.
You know you didn't have to say that, right, Benja?
I thought you had to start it off every time.
Did you hear me say it literally?
You didn't say Freeform Radio.
Did I not?
You did not. I got you.
So you said the entire thing over again just because I missed one word?
Yep. Two words.
And that's Benja, everybody. I'm turning his mic off. Ethan, how are you this morning?
I'm good. It's DJ Shawcaller back in the studio off a 2-year hiatus, flipping through to find some good PSAs I'm going to hit you guys with in a few minutes, but it's good to be back here.
You want to hit us with a reminder of what your show was like back in the day?
My show was awesome back in the day. It was 5 a.m. on Friday mornings, and I showed up to three of them, but it was a great time, and I was able to drag some friends along those three times that I did it, and we just had a blast, and it's good to be back here. Feels like a long time coming.
Well, taking suggestions from both of you, Benji, your mic's back on temporarily. Any suggestions for our next song? Who are we going to hear from next?
I'm putting my trust in you, Kieran.
Wow. Benja, what are you mouthing at me?
My type? Saint Motel?
Oh, that's right. You just said that. My bad. Up next, we got some Saint Motel.
Thank you.
up next, we have a PSA from our very own Ethan Geismar. He's going to tell us what's up.
Announcer, doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. And this is very topical because our friend Benja here is a bit of a germaphobe. So I hope that he's listening intently. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything. Not everything, Benja. But you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Are you ready for these, Kieran?
I think I'm ready for these steps.
One, washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. You will be a hero if you wash your hands. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. And your health first is in all caps. So I think it's an object. And it doesn't say where you're putting your health first, but you're putting it somewhere.
Where would you suggest?
I would put your health first in a safe in your room, so it's nice and safe and no one can touch it.
Sorry for interrupting. Please continue.
It's okay. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click your health first. So maybe you actually put your health first on a website. I think that's what they did. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. See, Kieran, I think you probably thought MMS stood for More Meatball Mac Monday. Sunday.
More Mac Sunday. I don't know how you got that right, but that is exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. I was like, he's given this thing about More Mac Sunday, but he hasn't said it yet. Well, but I know he's gonna, and then he did.
See, I also thought that's what MMS stood for. Turns out it stands for Massachusetts Medical Society. So
isn't that like multiple sclerosis?
Is that just multiple people who have MS?
Heck if I know. You're the one reading the PSA.
You're right. Well, actually, we would all be wrong. It's from our friends at Massachusetts Medical Society. So thank you, friends at Massachusetts Medical Society, for your flu prevention words. We appreciate it. And Benja really especially appreciates it. Right, Benja?
Good morning.
Your mic is on. You have to speak into it, though.
Well, thank you, MassMed.
Kieran, what do you got coming up for us?
Coming up next, we got BJ the Chicago Kid.
Just
Well, this song is over, and it just now occurred to me that I don't have one to play next, slash haven't picked one yet. So I'm just talking into the mic right now to kind of kill time while I pick what to play next. Doesn't really matter, because I can't imagine too many people are listening to this right now. But, okay, here's something appropriate that I had to do to these two about 20 minutes ago. This is called Wake Up by Arcade Fire. Yeah.
All right. Here's the conversation topic. Most embarrassing moment of the semester.
Ben, you go.
It's a tough one. Or alternatively, if the semester doesn't have a standout embarrassing moment, embarrassing moment for the year.
Hmm.
All right, I'll start it off while you guys think. So this
Must have had one in mind.
This semester,
yeah,
I got an email that was sent to the entire junior year computer science e-list. So, like, the several hundred kids at Tufts who study computer science as a junior about this talk and some, you know, details about when it was happening and who was speaking. And I was like, oh, this is really interesting. So I sent an email back to the administrative assistant who sent out the information saying, like, hey, I have a conflict at this time, but is there any way I could come to this part of it? But I actually sent that email, I hit reply all and sent it to the entire list of juniors studying computer science at Tufts. So the entire junior computer science body got an email from me saying something like, I have a test at that time, can I see her later? And that was a little bit embarrassing.
Was it all caps, the way that you just said it?
It wasn't, but it was the same kind of tone.
Oh, I'm getting a call from Andy. Hello, Andy, you are on air.
I'm on air?
You are live.
Whoa.
What's up? Do you need to be let in?
Yes, I would. Yes, that would be great.
Okay.
I'll get him.
Well,
thanks, bud.
Oh, you got it, Ethan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hang on.
Ethan.
I think my card works. Andy, you got one?
Embarrassing story?
Yes, sir.
I got an embarrassing one for Ethan now that he's not here. So my number comes up always as a block number, and, you know, which is kind of hard, so no one knows when you're calling. Mm. So whenever I'd call Ethan, you know, Mr. Finance Guy, you know, super employable, you know, networking god, would always be like, hello, this is Ethan Geismar, whenever I would call, and I really liked the proper greeting. But then he started catching on to the fact that the only person calling him with no caller ID would be me. So he stopped saying, hello, this is Ethan Geismar, and I would just get, yeah, Benja, or just some other really terse, not very polite response. So I got a little sad. So yesterday I decided that I would pretend I was one of his employers for his summer 2018 internship. So I go, hello, this is Mike from Jefferies calling on behalf of your summer 2018 housing arrangement. And he was like, oh, I'm so sorry, thought this was my friend Benja, you have to not forgive me, that's a little dramatic, but he was like just trying to explain why he was so rude and picking up the phone. Then I just go, ha, prank, and then hung up.
It was a prank. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning.
It was Mike not four is live. Andy, how are you doing today?
Poorly. Wow. Very little sleep, but I'm here, however late I may be.
Half hour.
Isn't it sad that Benja has more embarrassing stories about me than I have about myself? What does that say?
It was the one where he pretended to be the guy from Jefferies.
I know, it happened yesterday.
Where Ethan asked us our most embarrassing moment of the semester.
Most embarrassing moment of the semester. I don't know. You're going to have to come back to me on that one.
Kieran, you got
what
one?
What was yours?
Kieran hasn't gone yet.
You know, I should have spent that time that you're telling your two to think of one. And that's something I didn't do. I'm going to just mess around in the melodica.
About the time you ran around the house with waffles attached to your chest via maple syrup and nothing else on. That was embarrassing.
That's pretty embarrassing.
It sounds pretty embarrassing.
I recall that happening at least thrice. Three individual occasions. Just hanging out.
Brother Andy, is this an act of malice?
And then there goes a zooming, streaking...
Wearing nothing but waffles.
Waffle Kieran.
Thrice.
I am at a total loss of what to say to this. At least get your facts straight. They were pancakes. Except the one time they were waffles, but they were Belgian. That's important. Don't leave that out.
There's a big distinction. You had to rate waffles versus Belgian waffles on a scale of 1 to 10, what's the difference between the two and which one's higher?
What?
Olives.
That wasn't an option.
What?
Okay. Rate regular waffles as a breakfast food.
Wait, Ethan. Hit pause on that. I want to revisit what Andy just said. In the 1 to 10 debate between waffles and Belgian waffles, Andy says olives.
He's gotten 1 hour of sleep. He's been writing for like 2 days, I think.
But he's been writing about Nietzsche. Where did olives come from?
The question didn't make much sense. And I remembered that Ethan detests olives. He's kind of there. There's no rhyme or reason.
It's true.
No logic.
It's factual. So back to it though, before you hit the next song. As a breakfast food, where do waffles fall on the 1 to 10 scale, and then where do Belgian waffles fall on the 1 to 10 scale?
Turns out the question did make sense, but that was just totally me. I did not get where you were going with that.
So I'd say like Belgian waffles are a solid 8.5 to 9. Place an Eggo's at about a 7. And olives at a -1 while we're at it.
Agreed. That's high praise for Eggo's, 7.
Huh?
That's high praise for Eggo's.
Man, I like Eggo's.
Is it taste or is it convenience or what?
It's utility. You can use Eggo's for anything. You can make a sandwich out of them.
You can make a sandwich out of them.
You can run around the house attaching them with maple syrup. Yeah. Only like pure maple syrup, done to that Aunt Jemima stuff.
No,
and just hoot and holler while I run around your table in circles.
It's a versatile breakfast food.
Up next, we got the Strokes. Benja's got a PSA for us, a historically based one, but PSA nonetheless. I think it's pretty important. Benja, take it away.
Remember, children, when the Ottomans are battering down your gates, be sure to lock your doors if you don't want your several thousand-year-old empire to be destroyed by an unlocked door.
I sympathize, though, with that guy. This is an honest mistake, you know? Like,
oh my god, I didn't even think of this.
Or, you know, it's just kind of like our door, and he just assumed that, you know, once he closed the door.
Maybe he was having a rough day.
They're,
you know?
Just like.
And like the lock.
Late to class.
The engagement.
They're
maybe.
Just like Andy's through the generations. And this one.
Just historical.
Just historical Andy's.
Grandiose scale.
Honest mistake.
Honest mistake.
Maybe he thought the key turned left and it turned right.
Or maybe the door closed on a dip can or something.
Oh.
Is there a...
That's where you cue the air horn.
Is there a safe sex PSA analogy hidden in here, or are we just taking it at face value?
We're taking it at face value. I have a test on this
Wrap
tomorrow.
Your Constanto.
No, please finish.
I don't know what's acceptable on air.
Not what you're about to say, I think. To Ethan's embarrassing moments for this year so far, I don't have one for myself, but I have one that I made for someone else when a dear friend of ours gave me, or made the mistake of giving me, editing access on her study guide for an exam, and I changed all instances of Constantinople to Constant Nipples, and then she shared it with 8 other people without noticing.
Wait,
that's
you,
all.
You have a friend who's a deer?
Hmm?
You have a friend who's a deer?
Yeah, reindeer. But, like, she went home early because she's real busy this time of year.
Yeah, that's
saw
true.
Saw a short giraffe.
Saw a short giraffe.
Saw a giraffe with a really short neck. That was sad. Or a deer. Up next, we got a cover of No Scrubs by Unlike Pluto.
Is fly and is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass. So, no, I don't want your number. No, I don't want to give you mine. And no, I don't want to meet you nowhere. No, I don't want none of your time. And no, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy. Trying to lie at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can get.
Andy? Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going through your sleep-deprived mind right now, but I want you to say something.
Just like a... Just bear with symbols. Perpetually doing this and nothing else. I have no thoughts. Verbalizing words is impossible.
You're doing great. Oh, you're doing great so
Hang
far. Anyone else?
Any other embarrassing moments from the semester?
Sounds like you just let a little one rip.
I did. I did as I was saying that. Well, I didn't think the mic was going to pick it up,
I picked it up.
My sniffer picked it up.
Put those waffles away, Ethan.
Yeah, sorry, I brought my waffles with me today.
Ethan's got waffles on his... just all over. Okay.
There's a song that I wrote for you. Yeah. It go in a perfect world. This is me and you. Ay. But girl, let's just wait till this party through. Yeah. Cause I feel great. I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I got this fruit punch in my cup. Night just getting started. I'm already doing too much. Reach down in my pocket. My wallet missing. Boy, tighten. Party all on the rooftop, might just fall off if I jump. That's when you showed up. Okay, I'm 19, few bright dreams, few visions. Want a few nice things and come stream eight figures. Ay. Okay, my phone all too much, so some drippin'. I got it shaking like 99, that 2000, no limit. Nigga, no limit, mama said, boy, you a soldier. Ay. The mother niggas can't survive, yeah.
About you. I don't know about you, but I got that.
That was Fruit Punch by Kato. Up next, I'm doing my best to skip through whatever ads there are in the first part of it, but the 2004 Hall of Fame induction of, was it George Harrison? Tom Petty, Jeff Lynne, Steve Winwood, and most notably Prince did a cover of While My Guitar Gently Weeps, leading to Prince having probably one of the nastiest guitar solos I've ever heard in my life. And here it is. Well, this has been lovely. We got about 10 minutes left, and unfortunately, we're not going to see two of these people for another semester, maybe even another semester in a summer, depending on wherever Andy goes, because historically he's gone to Vietnam and considered Cambodia, so who knows where that'll take him. But Andy and Benja are leaving us. Do you have any parting words?
Can we play some sad music? In background.
Sad music would be fitting.
Well, we get these parting words.
Yeah. I was kind of thinking, it's like, where is the world going to take Andy? I was, where is Andy's travel going to take him? I said, who's going to take him while we travel? But it's okay.
I'm going to miss you, buddy.
Will I be alive?
Yeah.
Fall of...
Yeah. Of course. Of course.
DVD.
Probably.
We don't hear from you. We're just gonna assume that you've just met
no news is good
some people on the side of the road in Vietnam, and that you're just having a grand old time.
I'm just like, you know, a rice farmer now, married with kids, and 21.
21 years old or 21 kids?
Both.
Or 21 year old kids that you just adopted on a whim.
All three are very real possibilities.
No, he's
oh, you can't hear it right now, but it's in the background. It's Everybody Hurts by R.E.M.
Yeah. It'll be... quite a time. Gonna miss the boys.
Mm. I have a sneaking suspicion that I'll see Benja though.
Oh yeah.
So we're not parting persons.
I remember.
And you'll probably
see
me.
I see you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm gonna see a lot of you over the next 2 days.
Yeah, you're gonna see. Oh, you probably won't want to see me over spring break because of how much you're gonna see me over the next few days. But.
No.
All right. Hey, let's check back in on Friday. I know you say that now, but.
There's like a
72 hours in a car with me might change that. We'll see. We'll see.
DVD?
Yeah. Wow. It's weird. It's weird, dude.
You got nothing else to say?
Don't worry about the shush.
Oh.
People in the Air Force don't get cold very easily.
Controversial opinion.
Anyone want to read another PSA?
Of course.
We gotta find a. I'll find a good. If you play a song, I'll find a good PSA to close it off with.
Alright, well.
Are the mics still on?
Yeah, the mics are still on.
Mics are hot.
Yeah, the mics are hot. But,
hi, Mike. Nice to meet me.
Mike's hot. Wow. What? Jeez, that dude is just handsome.
Oh, God. I just.
It's a hot mic.
Just eye candy. Alright. While Ethan finds a PSA, we're gonna... Speaking of Tom Petty, he was in the background at the last one, even though Prince stole the show. Here's one from him.